Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PSM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ, hi, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
M5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's four. We'll start with N2PSM. George, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. Finally got the PayPal straightened and got the last thing that was being held for me and couldn't get put in or anything. That's all in and now in my account, for which I'm very grateful. I got a couple old popular electronics things with there too, with eBay, and glad of it. A couple projects I wanted to build from back in the 60s that I never got to build, and hopefully I'll be able to get the parts and that to do it now, I'm hoping. And yeah, we were down to 3 this morning and got up to about 21, and don't have the thermometer in front of me right now. I do have a snow cold after 3.5 inches the other day. We now have 94 inches here on the mountainside. That's unofficially my totals here. So, kind of just wanted to get that info out. So, with that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, glad you got it all straight now. Sometimes PayPal can be a bit slow to get things done. So, usually if you just plod along, they'll come through. Alright, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Hey, Jeff, everybody on board. Well, let's see, we're in Liverpool here, we got up to about 21 likewise today. We're about 14 degrees right now. We had varying degrees of snow just about all day long, actually. I don't know if there's much over maybe an inch or two of accumulation, but it seems like every day we're, getting a little bit more. So we've got some pretty big piles here from the plows and everything else. And that's about it from here, I guess. Hope everybody who's got the day off tomorrow has a good holiday at least. 730, KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it seems like that's what's exactly going on. It's just hitting us here a little bit and a little bit and a little bit more, but calling for some warm weather and rain here during this week. That reminds me, I'm not going to be able to do some of the nets here this week. Matter of fact, I won't be able to do any for a while here, for about 6 or 7 days or so. Just not going to be able to do it. I got things going on, so if anybody wants to start picking up the nets here this week, starting, I guess it'd be Wednesday night there. Be my guest, I'm not going to be able to do them for a few days. So I put that out there. All right, thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2VLA, good evening, Clint. What's up?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KD2VLA. Well, the temperature is about 4 degrees. We're hanging right around zero. We found a home. I hope it'll stay. Went to church this morning. It's frosty. Hate to get out early in the morning when it's frosty. Took a ride up to Loudville where I'm looking at their snow. They got a pretty good collection of snow. They can outdo a moon dog. here. That's about all the news. Nothing too exciting. 1-10, 12 here. Beating up and down back of his garden. And about 25 turkeys. Wildlife galore. Hanging around. I won't say 73. K2BLA. Clear.
Okay, Clint, that reminds me there, your sister-in-law there, wife of WA2FK, she had her birthday today, 90, so both are keeping pace there. So, anyway, I would like to wish her a happy birthday, too. Well, she's probably not listening here tonight, but she had a long day, a lot of visitors today coming over and wishing her a happy birthday, so she's probably in priority zonked out, so... All right, well, thanks, thanks, Clinton. Yeah, it's cold out there. I went down to the store to get some milk there a little while ago, about an hour or two ago, and, boy, it was cold. I didn't expect that. I didn't check the weather. See, it was supposed to get that cold tonight, so. All right, thanks, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net this evening. I've been watching. We had a nice day here. I wouldn't say it was warm. I was out and was a little cool at times, but a lot of sleds in and out. And right now, it's 2 below, minus 2. And I checked that on both ends of the house. One is the actual mercury, and the other two are digital. So I guess it's pretty close. But I suppose we're going to get a pretty cold one tonight. I don't know. I hadn't looked at the forecast or, you know, what the temperature is going to be. But sooner or later, it's going to start getting warmer. But I want to get a couple more rides in before it does. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. KD2AIT from N5AOW and 73s to everyone on that.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I think you got a couple more days at least. I think the rain they're calling for is not toward till what was it, Wednesday or Thursday there, Friday maybe. And it looks like it might get a little more snow again on the weekend. I guess it depends on how that weather flows up here. But yeah, it looks like you got a couple more days there, fun at least. Anyway, all right, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there and stay warm. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Yeah, WB2, RUQ.
WB2, RUQ, my father John, down there in the Hudson Valley on Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2, RUQ. Nothing much, it's actually snowed a little bit out there, but I don't think we're going to get any accumulation from it. Currently 24 degrees. Gloria and I took a run up to Kingston today, just driving and grabbed a bite to eat one of the diners up there and worked our way back. So nice slow paced day. And tomorrow, I think we're expecting snow in the evening, but it's probably going to be like a couple inches. So we got plenty of snow here the last few days. I think we picked up a couple feet. So it's starting to look like Shades of Boonville down here. All right, that's it. Throw it back to you. It's WB2REQ.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you guys had a good afternoon there. And about time you probably got out of the house. It's been snowed in there the last few days. But well, I'm glad you guys got it all cleared out and went out and enjoyed yourself. All right, are there any other check-ins for the net? This is KD2AIT.
KB8SKV.
That was KB8SKV. Charlie, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, you must have turned your system back on or something. You tripped my alarm. I'm over here in Lansing, Michigan. I was in a couple different nets. The Menominee net up in the UP of Michigan and the Upper Peninsula net. And you showed up in my logs, or my alarms, reminding me that you had a net. So I don't know, I've only checked in maybe once or twice, and thought we had stopped in and at least say hello from Lansing. We're about 14 degrees right now, and expecting about 4 to 6 more inches of snow tomorrow. So I just wanted to say hi from the capital of Michigan, Jeff. Good to hear your voice.
Okay, Charlie. Yeah, well, EchoLink's been down for a couple of days. I didn't, I didn't go look at it, which I should do every once in a while. I didn't go look at the screen there, and it had been stuck on a reboot there for, well, since probably the 13th. So, my last, I see the last recording it made was on the 12th. So, it, oh well, what are you gonna do? But yeah, we're here every night, so feel free to check in there. But it looks like you're a little warmer than we are here. We're around, it's got to be a little bit below zero here right now. It's about zero about here about an hour ago, so it's probably two below about now. And supposed to get a cool night, and then it's going to warm up again here this week. So, well, thanks for checking in there, Charlie. And you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, my big goal today was to do as little as possible and catch up on sleep. Didn't get a lot of sleep this week. A lot of stuff going on, and you fall asleep for an hour or two, and something will go on, something will happen, wake you up, and I said, boy, if I get some time here this week, I'm going to just lay down and get comfortable. I did. I must have got about 10 hours of sleep today. It felt good. Just kind of recharge the batteries up a little bit. So anyway, that's about all I did. I tried to be as lazy as I possibly could, and also went down there and seen my grandmother there for her birthday, and that's what all I got to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Clint, Bill, John, and Charlie for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Appreciate it, we'll send 73 to all. KB2KOJ is back.